Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I
and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he has an awesome destiny for you to fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day, and Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said amen. Well, what's God's nature like? What does God think of you? You see, in Job 10:10, God loved you before you were born. He said, oh, that marvel of conception. What a miracle of skin and bone, muscle and brain. You gave me life itself, an incredible love. You watched and guarded every breath I took. Well, what a saying. Where did this powerful love come from? We are made in the image of our Heavenly Father, who feels deep joy before you were born. His love for you is powerful. It's boundless. You know that God loves you now, but do you know, or do you realize that he always has, ever before you were born, even before the world was created? He has loved you from the very foundations of time. Let's explore what the Bible says about God's relationship with you before you were born. Go to Psalm 139, 15 and 16. Oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God, you're breathtaking. Body and soul are marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Well, the primary purpose of the scripture is to express a truth about God. He was saying, you as a person was covered by his hand. As God was forming you, he was watching over you in love. Everything God does, including overseeing the development of an unborn child, is carried out in love. Loved ones, you have a destiny to fulfill. God has a plan and a purpose for your life and for the unborn child. See why? God wants you more than he wants anything else. Well, loved one, you may be living with regret and remorse over a decision you made in the past. A heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and myself are not condemning you for this decision. Friend, grace and mercy lie at the foot of the cross of Christ. For all who have chosen other than God's best, I implore you to give yourself the advantage of seeing every wrong choice as God sees it, when it is confessed as a choice that is forgiven through the blood of Christ. God wants you more than he wants anything else, because his heart is kind. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is your day. The Bible tells us that there is a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered to you. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness and for my wrong decisions. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, friends, if you said that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. You have a clean slate, friends. You have a clean slate. All your forgiven sin are now deleted from God's computer. Our merciful Father forgives and forgets. So each of us need to know that any remorse over past sin is not from God, but from the accuser. Satan is the one who wants you to wallow in guilt. God says any repentant sin was never committed. Loved and accepted, God forgives. Amen. Knowing that you are new, that you are never again, you are never again to dwell on that past mistake. The miracle of that sin's being erased is the greatest miracle of all. And get into a good Bible-based church. He has an awesome destiny for you to fulfill. Well, the message today is rise higher. We go to Proverbs 13:20. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall apart. That's what it says in Proverbs 13:20. Sometimes in order to embrace the destiny God has in store, you have to be willing to make some difficult changes in your life. You have to be willing to examine where you are and what you need to do in order to move forward. This may mean you need to change some friends you're spending time with. Maybe they were fine for a season in your life, but you've outgrown them. This is a new season, and in order for you to rise higher, you have to break away from relationships that are limiting you. You have to develop some new friendships with people who are going to pull you up and inspire you to rise higher. Ephesians 5:7. You grope your way through the murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true. These are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what will please Christ and do them. And so find people who will challenge you and stretch you to your next level. Remember, he who walks with wise becomes wise. Choose your friends wisely so you can rise higher and walk in the destiny God has for you. Friends, thank God for his grace, his mercy. Thank him for the good plan he has for your life, that he will help you choose your friends and companions wisely so you can continue to move forward in the destiny he has for you. Well, friends, this part of the program, we're going to be praying for the sick and hurting and have an expectancy to get a touch from the Lord. And Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, being sent down by the Father of lights, whom there is no change or shadow or variation. Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the goodness, the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of disease and every weakness and infirmity. See, the Bible tells us that Jesus went about all the cities and villages proclaiming the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of disease and every weakness and infirmity. It goes on to say that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'd like to give a testimony here, a testimony from Dr. Alan Cameron from Queensland. He says, in the Christian field, we see healings that go beyond the understanding and explanation of the medical profession. We cannot explain miracles clinically. I have, however, learned to expect and believe the promises of healing found in the Gospels. Healing and miracles, as occurred in the days of Jesus, occur today. As a medical practitioner, I confirm witnessing such events. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God healed their bodies and delivered their souls so they could give thanks. He has not changed. He's still the God who heals. We are to give thanks for his mercy and his healing power. Luke 10:9 says, Jesus said, you must continually heal the sicknesses in the city, and you must say to them, the kingdom of God has drawn near you. Jesus said that we are to know that the kingdom has come upon us, that he casts out demons by the finger of God. Luke 11:20 says, but if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Luke 17:21, for the kingdom of God is within you. Therefore, this is another command for us to be aggressive. He is telling us to believe that we have the authority he has given us, and he is telling us to use that authority. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. I pray, Holy Spirit, of what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power and the presence of the Lord is to heal the sick now. Let your miracles of healing and creative miracles happen now, I pray. Lay your hands, I pray. Lay your hands on that sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. And remember, believe you have received and you will have. So I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I cast out every form of infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cast out every form of disease. I cast out every cancer. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place right now. A creative miracle. I command health and healing into every physical body. And divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I command every life that is in torment or every life that is stressed be healed and made whole. Your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Amen. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in words in the authority of Jesus' name. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe you have received and you will have. Well, fear and faith are opposite forces, friends. And the Bible says you shall recover. Some I wish all the healings were instant. Some of them aren't. But sometimes it takes seconds or minutes. Some take hours and some days. But the Bible clearly states you shall get well. So act your faith and try moving. The pains may still be there, but believe you've received and you will have. The pains will disappear. And look for the improvement. Most importantly, look for the improvements. Test the area to see if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Some, as I said earlier, some are healed instantly. Some aren't. Do not let fear come upon you, amen. 365 times, the Bible states, fear not. Well, use your authority as a believer and make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive, no holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Most importantly, maintain a good confession. Listen to Christian music. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Well, my final prayer for you is this. And now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. From this day forward, may you walk out of the prison of resentment. May you live with joy that's unspeakable and filled with glory. May the past not control your future. May you recognize with pure and absolute joy, because in his presence is fullness of joy. We receive forgiveness, because this is a manifestation of the love of God in the body of Christ. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to you.
sweet, sweet anointing flowing down to make me clean like a mighty rushing stream. Just a touch of the hand of Jesus, dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soon away all my tears. It's the anointing that I need, Lord. Sweet, sweet anointing flow down to make me clean like a mighty rushing stream. Sweet, sweet anointing pouring out the oil. Hey, cool.